天父，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
圣灵啊，我们欢迎你来到我们当中。
We are here.
我们在这里。
Because you are here.
因为你在这里。
You want to speak to us.
主啊，你要来对我们说话。
I'm ready.
我们已经预备了。
Open my ears.
主啊，你打开我的耳朵。
Open my heart.
主啊，你打开我的心。
Open my eyes.
打开我的眼睛。
I want to know your way.
我要知道你的道路。
I want to know your plan.
我要知道你的计划是什么。
I want to know your heart.
我只要知道你的心意是什么。
I want to have a God's heart.
我需要有神的心。
I want to receive the Father's heart.
我需要有天父的心。
I need you.
我需要你。
Speak to me.
求你对我们说话。
I'm here.
我在这里。
Not to listen to your preaching.
我不是来这边讲一篇道而已。
I'm here not to just look at a person.
我们在这个地方不是在看牧师的。
I'm here to have an encounter with you.
我在这个地方是要与神相遇。
I want to be with you.
我要与你同在。
I want to listen to you.
我要再跟你 与你同在同行。
Because I'm confused.
我现在可能有点混淆了。
I'm discouraged.
我可能现在已经很失望，绝望当中。
I'm afraid.
但是我不惧怕。
I'm here.
我在这里。
I want to hear from you.
我要听到你对我说话。
Do you want me to go forward?
你要我继续往前行吗，主啊？
I want. You want me to keep quiet?
还是你要我安静下来？
You want me to close down?
或是叫你结束这个？
I'm afraid.
我不会害怕。
Many things happen in my life.
很多的事情在我的生命当中发生了。
In the beginning, I was so excited.
刚开始的时候，我是好兴奋。
But today, I'm not the same person.
但是今天我已经不再一样
了。I don't want to do anything more.
哇，主啊，我有点懒散，不想再做任何的事情。
Because many things happen to me.
因为有很多的事情。发生在我的身上。
I never expected this.
我从来没有期待这样子的事情。
But I always believe your word.
但是我相信你的话。
When you say something,
当你说话的时候。
When you call me,
当你呼召我的时候。
I know this is true.
我知道这是真实的。
I know this will happen.
我知道这样的事情是会发生的。
But today my situation,
但是今天的情况当中。
I don't want to take a step forward.
我不要直接的来解决这样子的问题。
Speak to me.
请你告诉我。
Speak to my life.
请你对我的生命发话。
Speak to my failures.
请你对我的失败来说话。
Speak over my disappointments.
请你对我失望的事情来说话。
Speak.
让我继续的听从你的话。
If you speak,
当你说话的时候。
I will move forward.
我就会往前行。
I want to know from you.
我只要从你那里来。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. 大家 Amen.
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 When you say Amen, that means.There is a new power here.
这个阿们是带着一个新的能力的。
I'm so happy to be here.
我很高兴能够来到这个地方。
Because many times I disappointed your pastor.
很多的时候呢，这个安童牧师让我有点失望。
But one thing God always teaches us.
有件事情是神一直在教导我们的。
You don't run behind people.Always run behind God.
不要去跟从人，要跟从神哈。
So, you know, but I like your pastor.
我喜欢你的牧师。
But you know God's timing.
神的时间呢
When you don't want me to come, I will come. That means God's timing.
当神不要我来的时候，我不来。但是神的时间到了，那就是神的时候到了。
So we have to wait for God's timing.
我们必须要等候神的时间。
I tell you, I don't know your pastor having a ministry or everything, but I tell you in my prayer, in my vision.Many times he comes to me because I know this man. I know this man. Because many times I pray for people,、
yes.
After prayer, the face goes inside of me.、
Amen.
So one is a pastor. Many times his face comes to me, but I don't know where he is.
在安童牧师他祷告的当中呢，常常看见我进入到他的意象当中、哦、那他一直不知道我是谁。那其实他20年前为我祷告的时候，这个是有一个历史在，但是，他一直不知道我是谁。
So that day when he removed the mask, then I found it. Oh!
然后我跟他前三个礼拜见面的时候，我把这个面罩拿下来的时候，他说啊，就是你啊。
So it's a good time to remove the mask.
所以现在是。移除你的这个面罩的时刻。
Because the time is over, almost more than 2 years.
因为我们要戴口罩已经2年了。
The time is coming. The time is coming.
这个能够解除这个口罩令是时候到了。
Because this is the time of God's grace and mercy.
因为现在是神恩典跟怜悯的时刻。
Amen.
Amen.
Today you and me are alive is because of His mercy.
因为今天你跟我可以在这边会面，那是因为耶稣基督。
Today I'm able to come and preach is because of His grace.
因为我今天能够来到贵教会，能够来讲道呢，那都是因为他的恩典跟怜悯。
These days, every day I say, every morning I tell the Lord, today I am alive is because of Your grace.
每一天早上我祷告的时候，我就跟神讲，跟神讲说，我今天能够活着，我能够服侍你，都是因为你的恩典跟怜悯。
Amen.
Amen.
Every day we have to tell God.
每一天我们都要跟神这样说，
It's grace.
因为是你的恩典，
It's grace.
你的恩典，
It's Your mercy. It's Your mercy.
你的怜悯，
It's Your
mercy. 你的怜悯。
Today I'm alive.
今天我还活着。
I'm strong.
我很强壮。
Because you have something in me, I have to do something more.
对，因为你的生命在我的里面，所以我还要继续的为你做更多的事情。
Something is unaccomplished, and that God is giving extra time to complete and go to Him.
Oh my goodness! 这是他回答我的祷告。神要给我们更多的时间，因为我们还有很多的事情还没有完成，所以呢，我们就继续去完成他在我们生命当中的呼召跟使命。
I always ask God, tell me what I have to do this coming year. Something more, something extra. I don't know what. Tell me. Maybe 1 week, 1 month, or 1 year, or 5 years. Tell me. I will finish up everything and come to you.
我们常常要问上帝，就是说，上帝啊，你对我的计划是什么？一个月之后，一年之后，几年之后，你到底要我做什么？我就愿意快跑的来做。
Amen.
Amen.
It's the time what God wants me to do.
这是要问上帝，就是说我什么时候要做什么样子的事情。
Are you ready to do what He wants, not what I want?
你预备好？他要你做的事情，还是不是你要做的事情？是他要你做的事情。
That should be our prayer every day. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to go to a place where you want me to go. I want to meet the people whom you want to meet.
我每一天都要问，主啊，你要我做什么？在这个时间，我要跟谁见面？你要我去哪里？都要问神的。
Amen.
Amen.
Even this morning,
就甚至是今天早上，
I was praying,
我在祷告。
Because after this meeting,
因为今天结束之后，
I had to rush to the Korea Prayer Mountain.
因为我今天下午要去祷告山。
Because that's the place I love it.
那是我很喜欢去的地方。
And the pastor is so big, famous person. She said, "Please come help me. Please come."
那个牧师是非常有名的，他一直跟我讲说，来呀，来呀，来呀。
So I said, "Yeah, I will come. I will come."
啊，是我就说我要去，我要去，我要去。
But this morning I prayed.
但是我今天早上祷告的时候
，Okay, I want to go.
是我想要去。
I like that place.
我喜欢那个地方。
That pastor, yeah, he wants me to come.
哦，那个牧师需要我去，所以我想去。
He likes me.
他喜欢我。
But does my God like it?
但是我的神希望我去吗
？So I prayed.
所以我祷告。
God said no.
上帝说不。
Go and spend the time with this poor pastor.
他是说来这个地方要跟我花点时间在这个地方。哈利路亚，感谢。
Go and not only preaching, even staying, spending time with the people, and also going to, you know, the Indian restaurant.
Amen. 哈利路亚。他说，神今天早上跟他讲说。要来这个教会，要花时间跟我们在一起，然后中午的时候还要带我去吃饭。
So I sent a message to the pastor saying, Pastor, I feel today I'm supposed to stay in this church. I don't know the church. 10 people come, 2 people come, I don't know. God says I must go. I give them myself there. I'm not coming.To the prayer mountain, what do you say?
对，我今天早上呢，我就发短信给那个祷告山的牧师说，哦，今天上帝叫我在这边，他叫我不要去啊，你觉得如何呢？
He was, because I know some more people from Stanford University here are coming.
我知道有些人从斯坦福大学还有其他的地方
I'm coming.
因为他说他要去祷告山所以他们就跟着要来的他们要去祷告山的
No, I'm not going.
但是我不去啦
They are disappointed.
他们非常失望
But my God is not disappointed.
但是我的神并不会失望 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Even though you have a big plan, you know the people, they are so famous, very good people. But I tell you, if God doesn't want, say no to them.
虽然，虽然你很喜欢那个地方，你很熟，可是神不要你去的时候，你只好对他说不。
In the beginning, it looks kind of uncomfortable.
你可能刚开始会认为这件事情呢会让你很不舒服的。
Sometimes hurting people.
有些时候会伤害别人。
But when you hurt the people, you please God.
但是你伤害着别人，可是你却让神喜悦你。
When you say no to people, that means you are saying yes to God.
当你对别人说不的时候，但是你对神说是的时候，那你是在喜悦逃亡主的喜悦。
If your decision hurts the people, and God knows how to put the medicine for him.
如果我们对于神说不，然后却去那个迎合人的心意的时候，我们要怎么样来跟随神呢
？He will take the next step.
他会有下一步的。
You hurt the people.
你伤害了别人。
So now he goes and heals the people.
他就会去 heal the people.
Yeah. You hurt the people, but God goes and heals the people.
Okay. 因为你伤害了他，所以神会来医治他。
Because you are doing what he wants you to do.
因为你在做神要你做的事情。
So don't be afraid. You are hurting people. You are saying no to people. You are not pleasing people. Don't worry. God will take care.
所以你不必担心。当你说因为神的引导，所以你就说不的时候呢，你觉得你可能是伤害了他们，但你不用担心，神会医治他们的。
Say amen.
Say amen. Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Don't look at the people, face of the people, only look at God.
不要去看人的情面，要看上帝。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I, you know, when I, you know, sometimes when I go to places,
有些时候我到一些地方
I have some messages.
我有一些的这个信已经预备好了。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But when I come to some places, which is a real anointing, I forget 1, 2, 3, 5. I know only 0, 0, 0.
可是我到一个地方去的时候，那个恩膏很强的时候呢，我就忘记这个一二三四五了，我就变成零零零零零了。
So today I feel I have to go beyond my agenda.
我今天觉得我必须要超过我的想象。
This is my life all along. I always, you know, have my own agenda. But when God speaks, I throw away everything.
因为我都有自己的意识，我都有自己的计划。可是当神的灵临到的时候呢，我就通通都抛弃了，我要跟随神。
But God really honors my heart.
但是呢，神会尊荣我的心。
I'm not against you having a program, plans, schemas, strategy. No, you can have it.
呀，这我不是说你就不需要有自己的计划，我不是这个意思。
But when you know God has a different plan for you, you should be able to throw off your plan immediately.
如果你当你知道神对你有一个他的计划的时候呢，你就要把你自己的 agenda, 自己的计划就抛弃了。
That's how God always honors me.
这就是为什么神一直在尊崇我们的安童牧师。
Every time I take a decision, I don't look at the people, I look at my God. I see God always honors me even in front of the people who feel so angry.
所以每次神都会尊荣我，为什么？因为我是看神，我不是看人的情面。虽然他们可能会气得很生气哈。可是呢，我知道我在跟随神的心意。
You, please the heart of God.
我们要讨神的喜悦。
It's time we have to please God, not man.
我们现在是这个时刻是要讨神的喜欢，而不是讨人的喜欢。
Sometimes you know.We always want to please people.
有些时候我们可能习惯去讨人的喜欢哦。
And we don't want to say no.
我们可能不太敢去跟人家说不。
But I tell you today, God is teaching me there are times we have to say no to people.
那我今天我想跟大家谈谈呢，我们有些时候必须要跟人家说不。
When you please God and you have to say no to people.
当你要讨神喜欢的时候，通常你必须要对人说不。
Second Kings chapter 2.
我们在列王记下。
Second Kings chapter 2.
第二章。
Oh, sorry. Second Kings chapter, First Kings chapter. Yeah, First Kings, sorry. First Kings chapter 3.
王上第二章。
Chapter 3, verse 10. Oh.
第三章第十节
Chapter 3 verse 10 to 13、
第十节到十三节
Maybe you read in Chinese.
OK 所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦，神对他说，你既然求这件事，你不为自己求寿，也求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，我就应允你所求的，赐你聪明智慧，甚至在你以外以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的，你在你所没有求的我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子中列王中没有一个能够比你的。你若效法你父亲大卫，遵循我的道，谨守我的律例诫命，我必使你长寿。 Yes.
Verse 10 says the speechPlease the Lord that Solomon had asked.
所罗门因为求这事就蒙主喜悦。
What Solomon asked, please the heart of God.
因为神所罗门所求问的呢，就蒙主喜悦了。
He knows how to please the heart of God.
他知道如何求神的喜悦。
My son.I have a son.
我有一个儿子。
Now he is young boy.
他是一个年轻的 长得好高。
When you were small,
当他很小的时候
he always comes to me.
他永远到我面前
Daddy, hey, 爸爸 I want ice cream.
啊，我需要吃冰淇淋。
I tell him no.
我就跟他讲不行。
You can just ask mom, mommy.
你可以去问妈妈。
Because my wife always said no.
因为我太太永远跟他讲不行。
And again say.Ice cream.
啊，爸爸，我要吃哎呀冰淇淋。
I said no, doctor said not to take ice cream.
啊，可是医生说你不能够吃冰淇淋。
Come, ice cream.
啊，那隔一阵子他又来说啊，爸爸，我要吃 ice cream.
You know when and then you know when I start moving out. When I start moving out.
让我出去的时候。
He will come and say, Daddy, wow, your shirt looks so good.
他说爸爸你的衬衫真的看起来很不错啊。
He says, Dad, you look so handsome today.
哦爸爸你今天看起来非常的帅。
Go and bring me a shoe. He said, Dad, you should have this shoe.
他就跑去擦他的皮鞋。
And then he will go and bring my tea cup. He knows I like tea. He will bring the hot tea. Daddy,
他就赶快呢去把我喜欢喝的茶杯给带来了。
What happened?
啊，我就觉得奇怪了，什么事啊
？You're so loving.
哦，我还想不出来是什么情况。
I appreciate.
哦，上帝，爸爸，我非常感谢你。
And I come to the car.
啊，当我去上车的时候。
Daddy, ice cream.
啊，爸爸，冰淇淋。
I said no.
我说不。
Ice cream.
没有冰淇淋。
You know, you put everything in the car.
他把所有的东西都放在车子上
and tell the driver,
告诉那个司机
take care of daddy,
然后你好好的照顾我爸爸
I kept the tea for daddy,
然后你要保守这个茶杯你要给他、哦、
and then he will close the car,
他会关上门
and say, daddy ice cream,
哎爸爸冰淇淋他真的好厉害。
And when I come back,
当我回来的时候
he will be waiting for me.
他就在那边等我了。
He will open my car.
他就打开车门。
Daddy,
hey, 爸爸，冰淇淋。
Yeah,
ice cream. OK, 好吧。冰淇淋就给你了。
He's very smart.
他是非常聪明的。
He knows I'm not going to give him ice cream.
他知道我不会给他冰淇淋的。
But he knows how to please me.
可是他知道如何的来让我喜悦。
I know I'm not handsome, but he said, Daddy, you are so handsome.
我知道我不是一个很帅的人，但是他说，爸爸，你今天好帅。
He knows how to please me.
他知道如何的讨主喜悦，讨爸爸喜悦。
When he pleases me,
当他讨我喜悦的时候
，All the time until I come back, I'm thinking.
当我从外地回来的时候，我就会想说，我要带给他什么东西呢？我就会去带冰淇淋给他了。
This is what Solomon did.
这就是所罗门刚刚做的。
Solomon had so many needs.
所罗门他有很多的需要
He had a financial needs.
他需要有财政上物的需要
He wants to develop the whole city.
他需要这个重建整个的城市
He wants to have a very good administrative team. Administration.
他需要有一个很好的执政团队
He wants to have a planning team.
他需要有一个建设的这个团队
So many needs.
很多的需要
But he never opened anything to God.
但是他从来没有跟神求这一些事情
But only one thing he asked.
他只有一件事情他祈求上帝
He was always looking at the heart of God.
他永远看着神的心是什么
What is pleasing to God?
什么事情可以让神喜悦
It is not your money. It is not your food. It is not your big house. It is not a big palace. It is not your structure.It is the power of the Holy Spirit, is the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is knowledge, wisdom, and the love.
Amen. 你所求的不是 财物，不是一些物质的东西，不是漂亮的皇宫，而是耶稣圣灵所给的这个恩赐啦，这个能力啦，要跟随神的心啊，这些是他所求的。
That pleases the heart of God.
那就会让上帝喜悦。
It's not what I want. What I need is what God wants.
这不是我要的，这也不是我需要的，而是上帝希望我要的。
We should know the heart of God and take a step forward. You see the second step. God knows.
那这个就是你要向神求的，你要求神的心意在你生命当中。你要要求的这个就是一个很有智慧的祈求。
You take first step, and God will take a second step.
你得到这第一步的时候，神就会给你第二步了。
But God is waiting for you to take a first step.
但是神正在等待你提出这第一步来。
God can take a first step. God doesn't want. God wants you to take a first step, and then He will take a second step. But that second step will be second, third, fourth altogether.
Amen. 他在等你跨出这第一步。神可以跨出第一步，但是他需要他现在，而且事实上他是在等人来跨第一步，但是第二、第三、第四、第五步呢，神会自动帮你做好了。
It is not the object, but it is the heart, it is the desire, it is the relationship.
不是我们要求什么样的物质，而是我们要跟神之间的关系，这个关系是上帝所看重
的。If Solomon would have brought many, many beautiful things from different nations, from Arab, from India, they say like from India, Eastern countries, lot of things came to Solomon, he gave to God, that is not going to please the heart of God.
这个我们从一个君王的角度上来看的话，他可以从很多的地方进口很多的东西，然后奉献给上帝，但是这个不是上帝要。
God is not looking at the material things that you give it to him.
神不是在看我们可以给他什么物质上面的事情。
You know, sometimes people come to church and they think if they give a big money, wow, God is so happy.
有些时候我们人来到教会说我奉献一笔很可观的数目的时候，上帝一定会很喜欢。
Never.
千万不要这样想。
You cannot please your God with your money, your talent, your skill, your smartness, your intellect, your capacity. You cannot please God.
你的时间、你的才能、你的才干、你的服饰、你的钱、你的任何的一切都不能够讨主的喜悦。
You know, I used to in Dallas. I used to go to my friend. He's a very famous, very rich man. He was a President Bush friend, financial. He gives all the money for President Bush.
我有一个朋友，他住在Dallas，是一个非常非常有钱的人。他跟那个布希总统是好朋友，他捐了很多钱给布希总统。
And he has got a gold, in Africa, gold mine, oil field. Very rich man.
哦，因为他在非洲呢，他有那个金矿啊，他是一个非常有钱的人。
And all the congressmen, all the famous prophets, all go to him.
所有这些国会的议员啊，还有一些很有名的先知呢，就会到他那边去。
But whenever I go to Dallas, he will come to the airport.
那每一次安童牧师到 Dallas 的时候，他会到机场来接我的。
He will come inside and take my bag.
他会拿起我的皮包。
And then, you know, I have two bags.
我有两个行李箱。
He will have bought it.
他两个都拿着，自己亲自拿着。
I'll tell him, Bill, no, you are old, I'm young. You keep one, I keep one.
他说 ，Phil， 你不要这样，你已经老了，我拿一个，你拿一个好了。
Because he's almost like 80 years old.
他看起来像一个八十岁的。
He said, no, I'm still young.
他说我事实上是很很年轻的。
He has bought the bags.
他就带了这两个行李。
And then he puts in the car, and then everything he takes, even my dress, he washes, and he does everything for me.
你知道他虽然这么有钱，可是他亲自的把这个行李箱放到车子里面，他把亲自用手洗我的衣服。
I say, I see Bush photo, the whole family photo, they welcome you, you go to the golf, you're such a big man. Why you come? I'm a baker, missionary from India. Why you come behind me?
他说他在他们家的墙壁上看到那些布什那边很有名的人呢，挂在那个墙壁上满满都是他的照片。他说为什么你要来这样子款待我这么一个默默无名的一个从印度来的宣教士。
He always tells me,
他永远告诉我一件事情，
Please allow me to carry your bags.
请你允许我让我提皮包。
When I carry two bags I have a double
anointing. 当我提了两个这个行李箱了之后呢，我有双倍的恩膏。
So please give me both the bag to me.
所以请你把两个都留给我，让我有这个特权吧。
You know what he says?
你知道他说了这句话之后，
you serve God.
你如果是这样子的心态来侍奉神的话，是我就要来侍奉你。
I'm not called to serve him full time.
我不是来啊、这个被呼召来服侍上帝全时间的，但是允许我来服侍安童牧师。
He was so close to God.
他是跟神非常接近的人。
But I want to come with you.
但是我必须要跟着你。
So when I come with you,
当我跟你在一起的时候
，when he sees you,
他当看见你的时候
，I can see him.
然后他也同时看见我了。
When he sees you,
他如果使用你的话，
if I'm with you,
然后如果我跟你在一起的话，
he will see me.
哎，他也在使用我了。
That is a very I never expect. I learned from this man. Yeah, so humble.
还有看到这个人是不是一个谦卑的人？他这个谦卑要跟我在一起，是因为他认识。他知道神在使用安童牧师，所以他跟着他在一起，他会觉得神也在使用他。
He understood the secret. It is not the money. It is the humility, humble himself and seeking God, not the president of America.
啊，他知道这个是神，他看重人的心过于物质所代表的任何的意义。
Solomon learned in his life.
所罗门就知道这件事情。
God really loved and also preferred Solomon for one reason, even though he was weak, even though he had many problems.
所罗门他生命当中还有很多的问题，但是神就单单看了他这一点，他有一颗祈求智慧的心。
He knows how to please the heart of God.
他知道如何的来讨神的喜悦。
Because whatever he wanted, whatever he needed, he never opened his mouth.
他有什么需要，他有什么需求，他从来没有跟上帝求。
Keep it inside.
他放在他自己心里面。
When you see somebody, don't just throw away everything what you want to talk.
当你在碰到一些有势力有财力的人的时候呢， 你不要把你的所有的需要通通都吐给他，通通倒给他。
Let the people talk.
让他来跟你讲。
Let them speak to you.
让他们对你说。
Just listen.
你要听。
And then whatever is in your heart, God will speak to them.
如果你心里面真的有这种需要的时候，神会告诉他们，让他们来找你。
Even before you pray, your heavenly Father knows what you have in need.
在你们没有祈求以前，你们在天上的父早已经知道了。
Amen.
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 Many times I have so many needs.
啊，很多的时候我有很多的需要。
But I don't tell the people.
我不跟人家讲的。
I pray for them. I talk to them. I just want to know their problem.
我会跟他们聊天，我会跟他们这个一起的谈，他们会把他们的问题告诉我。
But when I finish, and actually I feel like telling, okay, these are things I have some plan, everything I want to come and share. But all the time they always talk. And I said, okay.
当然，他们会跟我讲说他们的计划，我也会跟他们再分享一下。可是呢，他们一直在谈，然后我就想说，我里面就要问上帝了。
So when I leave at the door, his wife had come and give a check, it was exactly $20,000 which I want.
我问了神，结果呢，当我走的时候呢，他太太就拿了一张支票，就是我心里面所祷告需要的。
哇，
我从来没有。
I never opened my mouth.
我从来没有说我需要。
I didn't say even one word.
我一句话都没说。
All the time listening to the story, their problem, and even guiding their family.
他一直在讲他的问题，他怎么样的要来引导他的家庭。
That's what Solomon did. He knows how to please the heart of God.
这就是所罗门他所要所要让我们学习的，因为他知道如何的来讨神的喜悦。
Even though so many things he want to pour talk and then he want even you know complain to God, but he kept everything.
他没有向神说什么其他的事情，他就在放在心灵里面。
What God wants.
神他要的是什么
？What my people wants.
我的人民需要的是什么
？Keep all your thinking, everything set aside.
他把其他的事情通通都放在旁边了。
The time will come, God will take care.
时候到的时候呢，神会自然的帮助你解决。
You need not speak even one word. God will speak to them, and it will happen immediately. Or when you before you reach home, it will happen.
很多的时候呢，当你都没有说，你只单单交托给上帝的时候，上帝他自动的他帮你做好了。
Many times when we talk, it will not happen. When we keep quiet, it will happen.
当很多的时候呢，我们一直在讲的时候呢，什么事情都不会发生。但是如果你保持安静，只跟上帝说的时候呢，事情就发生。
When we talk, when we say everything, they are confused. Even they want to bless you, give to you, they are so confused and they say, But if you keep quiet, come on, they will bless you.
Amen. 对不起。I was so much into your teaching, okay. 他的意思就是说，你就什么都不要说，但是神就会替你做好了，所以你就会看到这是神的手在运行。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sharing with you from experience, not just giving some philosophy.
我是告诉你们，从我跟神之间的这种亲密关系当中，我跟你们分享我的经验，不是从其他的。
Many times I try to talk to people, explain to them, convince them, finally backfire. I'm out.
很多的时候就是安东牧师他个人的经验了，他用他自己的方式想要去什么说服人哦，想要去告诉他们呢，我们都多么伟大的计划了，可是呢很多的时候呢反效果，好，我反而被攻击了，我就跌倒了，我不是倒了，反正就是
I keep quiet, I begin to listen to them, what's their problem, what God wants from me to tell them or bless them.That time, amazing things happen.
很多的时候呢，安东牧师他说，他把他的需要，什么事情，通通都不要讲，希望他们做什么也不要讲。但是呢，从神领受，要祝福他们。讲完了之后呢，很多神迹的奇妙的事情就发生了。
What Solomon when he prayed, he said, "I need wisdom. I need the knowledge. I need the understanding." That really pleased the heart of God.
但是当所罗门他求说，我需要智慧，我需要这个知识，我需要这一些能够听诵这些事情，这样的事情是上帝所喜悦的。
The reason is knowledge, wisdom.Understanding is the being of God. It's part of God.
因为我们求的智慧、求的知识、求的理解这一些呢，是神的一个性情之一。
It's not something from outside like money or material things. That is not what Solomon is speaking. He is speaking about the being, the nature of God. He is asking, can you give me a little bit of your being?
他事实上，所罗门他求的是神的性情要在所罗门的身上。
That means I want to be a little bit of my God.
我需要上帝的性情在我的身上，我要像你的意思。
I cannot be like God.
我不能够完全像耶稣，像神。
But a little bit.
只要一点点就好了。
Give me a little wisdom. Give me a little knowledge. Give me a little understanding. That's enough for me. Little.
我只要有一点点从你那里来的智慧启示，一点点的理解、知识、聪明就好了。
This prayer.
这是一个很好的祷告。
Before you ask anything from God, the best prayer, Lord, I want to be like you.
最棒的祷告就是在你求任何的事情之前，就是你要跟神祷告，就是说主啊，我要像你一样。
Jesus, I want to be like you.
耶稣，我要像你一样。
Jesus, I want to have your mind.
我需要有耶稣基督的心肠。
Father, I want your Father's heart.
主啊啊。天父啊，我需要有天父的心在我里面。
That's what Paul says. Receive the mind of Jesus.
这就是保罗所想说的，你们要有耶稣基督的心肠。
So the best prayer.
那是最好的祷告。
I want to be like Jesus.
好，我要像耶稣一样。
So whenever we come to Him.
如果我们每次到神的耶稣的面前。
We may have so many needs, many problems, many challenges.
如果你可能有很多的挑战，你有很多的需要，你可能需要很多事工上的需要。
Keep it with you.
啊，那么你就放在你的里面。
But when you come to Him.
但是当你来到神的面前的时候。
Wow, you are so handsome.
主啊，你好帅。
Wow, your shirt is so like a shiny.
你的衬衫真的好漂亮，你的外衣鲜亮光明无比。
Your shoe is so good, so moon, so very Italian shoe.
好，你的这个皮鞋是擦的雪亮的。
Your face is shining like a sun.
你的面貌像日光那么样子的荣耀。
So begin to talk about Him, the glory, the beauty, the mighty of God. You see the love, the compassion, mercy of God. You see what God does next.
你就这样子的称赞，这样子的羡慕我们的神，你多光亮，多光明，多圣洁。你在称赞他美善的性情，你再看看会发生什么事情。
You know today the problem in the church?
你知道现在教会的问题是什么吗
？Many people leave the church.
很多的会友离开教会
，because they are so disappointed.
因为他们非常失望。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？They come.
他们来。
For some reasons,
他们有一些的理由要来教会的。
That means they come to church for a nice building.
他们可能来到这个地方，因为我们有很漂亮的教堂。
This church is not so good.
这个教堂不咋地。
Very poor lighting. Very poor lighting.
这个光亮不是太好。
Some church is better.
哇，他们其他的教会有这个很好的这个美光灯打的，真的。
And then microphone pieces.
他们这个音响系统是超棒的。
Sitting arrangements.
哇，他这个整个的教堂的这个设计让你觉得很舒服。
And when people come here, they say, that's disappointed.
啊，他们可能对我们教堂有点失望哈。
And when they come, when they look at the pastor, they say, Pastor, I'm an old man.
他们来到教会，你看到牧师就说：“哎呀，这教会的牧师怎么那么老啊？”
He doesn't know how to speak Chinese. He speaks only English.
他只会讲英文，不会讲中文。
People come to church not for God but for man.
他们来到这个教会，寻找的就是人的心意，不是神的心意。
Today, I want to.
今天我要告诉你们
，Here God lives. God lives here.
神住在我们当中。
Here
这里
，He is waiting for you.
他正在等待你。
Not man.
不是人。
God is waiting for you.
神正在等待你。
God wants to talk to you.
神要对你说话。
God wants to meet you.
神要与你亲自会面。
Something in His heart to share only with you, not everybody.
他有他的心意要单独跟你讲，不是其他的，是跟你讲的。
You just come for one day, but he's here for all the six days, sitting here waiting for you. The seventh day, he's waiting for you to come. When you come inside, he's so excited. When you open the door, you come in, he's so excited to see you.
我们的神居住在这个地方，六天之后第七天你出现了，他非常非常的兴奋。你一打开门，他就高兴的不得了。
You are coming here, not for a pastor, not for a church, not for a big building, not for a big financial hub, but this is the place where God lives, God, where God wants to meet you and me.
Amen. 这个地方是神居住的地方，你来教会不是为了牧师，不是因为这个漂亮的教堂，这是因为神住在这个地方，所以你来了。
We have only one agenda here. We have come here to satisfy him. He is so thirsty. He is hungry for you. He is waiting for you. You are coming to meet him. Not you are hungry, but he is hungry. He is thirsty for you. He wants to see you. He wants to talk to you. You have to come.
所以你们来到教会当中呢，是因为神更渴慕看见你们，看见我们每一个人。但是我们带着渴慕的心来遇见他的时候，他非常的高兴，他要对你说话，他要对你启示，他要恩膏你，他要膏抹你，他要扶持你，他要兴起你来。
Do you get this message?
你听到这个信息了吗？
This is a place of encounter.
这是一个与神相遇的地方。
He talks to you, you listen, and you talk, he listens.
你告诉他，他会垂听。他告诉你，你会垂听吗 ？Yes.
This is a God's place.
这是一个神的地方。
God's house.
这是一个神的家。
This is not a marketplace. This is not a God's place. This is a God's house.
这是神的家，这个不是一个这个 marketplace， 不是一个做。生意的地方，这是一个神的家。
God is so happy today for you. You're here.
神非常高兴今天他在这里看见你们每一个人。
You could have called the pastor and said, "Oh, I can't come because still COVID. You know, your church people they don't wear mask. I cannot come to your church." But you are here.
你可能可以跟牧师打电话说：“哎呀，牧师啊，我们教会的人啊，因为怎样事情啊，每个人都戴着口罩啊，我不想来啊。”你可能有你的理由啊。
So today,
但今天
I want to tell you,
我要告诉你
，even though nobody's here.
甚至如果没有人在这里的话
，The worship starts at 10 o'clock.
但是这个我们的敬拜团队10点钟就开始了。
You just come here by 9:30, 9:40, 9:45.
你在这里边9:30, 9:40, 9:45.
Open the door.
你打开门。
Come in.
进来。
Somebody will be sitting and waiting for you.
Amen.
神在这里亲自等待你。
Nobody will be here.
我们可能人不在这里
But one person will be here.
但是神他自己会在这里
This is my Jesus.
这是我的耶稣
He's waiting for you.
他正在等待你们
I encourage every one of you come to church.
我鼓励你们每一个人要常常来教会
Don't come for one person, one prophet, one famous evangelist. Don't come for them.
你不要在一个很特会很特别的讲员来的时候你才出现
Then people put, Pastor Anton is coming. You can see 4 or 5 people. They come from Sacramento. They come from even Los Angeles. They come for the meeting.
他们可能因为安童牧师啊，从远方就会过来这边啊。
No, you come not for a man. You come for God. Amen.
不是你来，是因为你要来见耶稣。不是要来见牧师。
If you come for a man, you will be totally disappointed.
如果你来看人的话
，you will stay, you will leave, you will be afraid.
如果你来看人，你会失望。但是你来寻找神，你一定不会失望。
I encourage you.
我鼓励你，持续的
come to church.
来到教会教堂里面。
He's waiting for you.
他正在等你。
He's so thirsty for you.
他非常渴望见到你。
It's a wonderful place.
这是一个非常美好的地方。
I tell you, this is a new beginning.
我要告诉你们，这是一个新的开始。
the people who are going to come into this place,
很多的人会来到这个地方,
they will not have their own agenda.
他们不会有他们自己的计划,
they will not come here just to receive something of this pastor or the church.
他们不是来到这个地方是要来让牧师高兴, 他们不是来这个地方只是这样子的目的,
they will come for God.
他们会来寻找上帝。
Say Amen.
Amen.
Say Amen.
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 So when Solomon asked this, then God was so touched.
但是所罗门他用这个祷告的时候，那个神非常受感动。
I know, because you know when my son, every time he tells me, Daddy, you are so handsome, I'm so touched.
所以当每次安童牧师的儿子说啊，爸爸你好帅哦，他就心就被他。
Until I come back, I'm always looking for where is the best ice cream parlor.
I call my driver and say, best ice cream parlor there, you can just search.
So when I bring the Hagen ice cream, you know, my son says, Daddy, this is the best ice cream. I thought you would bring Arun Indian ice cream. This is a Holland ice cream. How did you get it?
所以当我带那个好的冰淇淋回家的时候，他就说啊，这是最棒最棒的冰淇淋啊，我好高兴啊，这比起我们印度的冰淇淋好吃多了。And
you know when he finishes ice cream, he will keep the box in his bag and go to the school and tell everyone, my dad bought this, my dad bought this, because all his friends they have only Indian Arun ice cream, but he shows, my dad bought this, my dad bought this. He was so happy and proud.
我的儿子呢，把这个冰淇淋吃完了以后，他会把盒子留下来，然后呢挂在他的胸前，然后告诉他的朋友说：“嘿，我爸爸带着外国带回来这么好吃的冰淇淋，嘿嘿。”因为他们都没有的吃，他只有他有。
When you take care of your God, God will take care of your family.
当你符合神心意的时候，神也会符合你的心意。
God will take care of your family.
他会好好的照顾你的家庭。
God will take care of your business.
他会照顾你的生意。He
will take care.
他会好好妥善的照顾。 Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
感谢赞美.
Find out what he wants from me.
你要寻找神，他对你的心意是什么？
In 22, I want to do it. I want to go. I want to buy this property. I want to start this ministry. But first thing, 3 days, 7 days, 21 days, or 41 days. Any day, either 3 days or 7 days, you take. 3 days, go, fast and pray, see God, whether He wants it or not.
如果在2020年你有一个计划，你要买一个新的地方，买一个房子，做一个重新有一个事工等等，你可能有很多的计划，这些都很好。但是安荣牧师说，你要花3天、1个礼拜、2个礼拜，好好的寻求神，甚至进食祷告。
If this from God,
如果是从神来的,
if this is what God wants,
如果这是神他要你做的,
you need not worry.
你就不会担心任何事情。
He will bring the best people, He will bring the enough finance, He will bring the facility, He will bring the best for you.
如果这是从神来的给你的, 你就不要担心，因为他会给你最好的财务支持，他会给你带来最好的同工，他会带给你最好的团队，要来成立。
Sometimes God allows you to do what you want, even though that's not what His plan. He will allow you to do, but He will be always watching where you are stuck up, where you fall, where you get into problem, where you are defeated. He will be watching, but then again He will come. Pick you up and say, come on, now you start.
有些时候我们可能会做错决定，但是神还是会看顾你。他在你最危险，他 需要的最需要他的时候，他可能一个大手就把你跳出来，让你全身而退，重新开始说，这次你要听我的啦。
But in the beginning itself, if you take up what God wants and God tells you, if you take up in the beginning itself, your journey will be so anointed.
所以，如果你的计划也是神的心意的时候，他会从头到尾照顾得好好的。
Look at Jonah. God told him to go to Nineveh, but Jonah chose to go to Tarshish.
但是你看这个圣经上约拿。约拿呢，神叫他去尼尼微城了，结果他不去，他跑到哪里？他跑到他支，就是西班牙那里去了。
But God said it's fine if you want to go, it's good, go.
神说可以啊，你要去你去啊。
You don't want to listen to me?
你不让我去啊？神差派他不去。
You have your own plan.
你有你自己的计划。
This is how many times we come into prayer. You say, Lord, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You put everything and tell God, can you sign up?
我们很多的祷告会就是说，我们祷告会有好几十项的这个祷告事项啊，主啊，每一项你勾一勾，你签个名可以吗
？The best prayer is the empty paper. You sign up and give it to God, and that is what God's agenda.
那是神他要的祷告是说，你的祷告单是空白。来的，然后你签了名，然后说上帝，你写上去，你要我做什么
？And you know, some people come to me, they ask me to pray. I pray for them, very good prayer, very nice prayer. I know it's a good prayer coming from God.
很多的时候，很多人要我帮他祷告，那我祷告一个非常好啊，所以有很多人很心意都很明显的，我就告诉他这是非常好的祷告。
But I know they're not saying, no, please pray for me, please pray for me, something, some more, pray for me.
但是呢，我一看到他们有些人说：“哎呀，祷告更多了，其他的东西啊，其他的东西啊。”
What do you want?
那我就说你到底要什么
？I want to marry that man. So I just tell me, can I marry this man?
我只是叫问说，我可不可以刚刚遇到一个男人，我可不可以跟这个男的结婚呢、啊、
？You already meet. Everything clear and fine. You tell me, can you sign up?
他其实意思就是说，他有自己的祷告，他自己要这些东西，请上帝签个名。
So when we come to God, we can have our needs and desires, everything. Problem, but leave it to God. Lord, it's you, it's you, it's you.
一个正确的祷告的方式就是说，你可以有自己的希望、期待，但是你要让神说话啊！你不要说我一定要这个样子。
Amen.
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 So are you ready next week when you come? Come with the empty paper.
那你下次来。来祷告会或者来教会的时候，你是不是带着一张空白的纸，让上帝来写他对你的心意呢
？Amen.
Amen.
Jonah started moving north. Finally, in order to get into problem.
这个约拿他出去的时候，往西边哦，这个西班牙那边去的时候，他遇到了很大的困难。
There was a wind storm.Is a big happening, and people were affected because of him.
那个他在海浪，他在船上面呢，遇见风浪，有没有？那船上的人都不知道发生什么事情，但是约拿知道。
He was thrown into the sea.
他被丢到海里面去。
And finally, Jonah thought, "Okay, I'm so happy. Now I can die."
约拿他心里说：“太好了，我现在终于可以死了。”
I tell you, you many people in COVID dying, you will not die.
很多的时候，弟兄姐妹，你想死吗？神不会让你死的。
Until you accomplish what God wants you to do.
直到你完成上帝交代你的任务。
Even though you go into the ocean, throw into the ocean, still God's plan is still alive.
虽然你被丢到深海里面，这个海当然是代表世界，可是呢，神还是可以把你拯救出来。
Our God is a chasing God.
我的神是一个一直不断努力追寻的神。
He will not leave you.
他不会离开你的。
He will not leave you.
他不会离开你的。
You cannot run away. You cannot close the ministry. You cannot even close the business. You cannot run away.
你不能够就按照你自己的意思时间呢，把你的生意把你的事工关掉了，你不能够按照你自己的时间的。
You cannot go back to your business anymore.
你可能不能够再重新回到你自己你的生意。
You don't see the fruit, you know, you are disappointed, but you have to keep going.
虽然可能你对你的生意好像不是很满意啊，或者你的事工不满意啊，可是你必须要继续往前走。
Because the God who called you is a faithful God, and He will do it.
我们忠心又良善的上帝，他会继续的要你做的。
Amen.
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 So even though Jonah went into the deep sea, God already prepared a big fish for Jonah.
当约拿被丢到海里面去的时候，神也预备一条大鱼把它吃下去了。
So it's good. When you are a big problem, God will always prepare a big fish, right?
Yeah. 当你有一个很大很大的问题的时候呢，上帝为你预备一条大鱼。
But finally, amen.
最后呢
？So if you think you are in a big mess, big problem, big confusion, I tell you, God has a new plan. He has prepared a big fish, not on the top, only at the ground. He prepared a big fish.
就在我们人生逆境当中，有很困难的事情，有一个极大的麻烦的时候。神他都能够起死回生，重新翻转。
Small problem, small blessing. Big problem, big blessing.
小麻烦小祝福，大麻烦大祝福。
No problem, no blessing.
没有问题就没有祝福哈。
So Jonah got into big problem.
因为拿就遇到了这么一个大问题。
If they would have thrown him into a small pond or river or well, he could have come up.
如果上帝或者是神使人把他丢到一个小池塘的时候，他自己会爬起来的，没问题。
But he was thrown in the deep ocean.
他被丢到深海里面去了。
Praise God.
啊，感谢主哦。
Are you thrown into the deep ocean?
你是不是现在被丢在深海里面呢
？You feel your chapter is over, is everything is finished?
你觉得你人生的这个章节已经要结束了吗？你的事工要结束了吗
？But I want to tell you.
但是我要告诉你。
God already prepared a big fish inside the ocean.
我要告诉你，神已经预备一个大鱼在等着你啊。
Even when you fall deep into the bottom,
当你掉到这个深海里面的时候
，you will go down to the but finally you will not touch the bottom.
当你被丢到海里面去的时候，你就一直向下滑，向下滑，好像，可是还没到地的时候。
Because at the bottom, you can see a big fish. So you will not touch, you will see the bottom, but you will not touch the bottom.
在你这个，在海底之前呢，有一条大鱼已经在等着你了。
Amen.
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 God has a plan for you.
神有对每一个人都有他的计划。
This plan is only for you, not for somebody else.
这个计划是单单为你的。
The plan you started, you have to complete it. Until then, God will give you extra grace.
在你做的事情当中还没有完成之前，神会叫你继续去完成，他会给你。特别的恩典
you will complete.
你会完成的
you will receive extra grace.
因为你会领受到更多、啊、额外的恩典
so finally when Jonah opened his eyes he found I'm here.
所以当约拿被丢到海里面他睁开眼睛的时候他就想说、哦、我怎么会在这里啊
I didn't want to come here.
我怎么来到这里地方啊
No, I'm here.
那、啊、我在这儿了
Yes, you will occupy possess the place where you don't want to touch even look and you will land in that place.
你现在在想说我怎么会来到这个地方我很不想来这个地方我怎么会到鱼肚子里面去呢可是你就在这个地方。
So today change your prayer.
所以今天你要改变你的祷告。
Lord, Speak to me what you want.
主啊，请你对我说话，你要我做什么？
Even the church, even the ministry, even the business, even the finance, even my career, I don't want to touch what I want to acquire, but I want to inherit what you have a plan for me.
对我们的教会，对我们的事工，对我的事业，对我的生意，主啊，不要按照我自己的意思，我要你的意思来告诉我。我要怎么做？
The place may not be good. The place may be so small. The people may not be very strong. They are like a very just a foolish people. But if God says go, go, go.
如果你这个地方好像比较小，好像是说，从人的角度来看不是太好的地方。可是呢，神呢，他会叫你继续的往前行。
One day I was praying here.In Cupertino,
有一天我在 Cupertino 祷告 Amy 牧师家里
That hope of Amy 牧师 is one of my life very important person in my life
然后 Amy 牧师对我来讲是在我的人整个的人生过程当中是一个非常重要的朋友
But today she's with the Lord
我实在是很感伤她已经在那里了
She always pleases the heart of God
她一直是在讨神喜欢的牧师。
One of the persons I prayed in her house.
我有一个有一次在他的房子里面祷告的时候，他的一个朋友。
I told the sister, sister, God tells me to tell you, you have to go to China.
他就对这个姐妹讲说，姐妹，我觉得神有要让我要告诉你说你要去中国。
She said, China?
她说中国
No, I am from Taiwan.
不要，我是从台湾来的，我不要去中国。
Pray that I may go to Taiwan, not China.
请你为我祷告，让我去台湾，不要去中国。
I said, I don't know Taiwan, China, I don't know. God tells me to tell you, go, go, people are waiting, you have to go to China.
但是呢，我说台湾、中国我也搞不太清楚啊，反正呢，就是神告诉我，要我告诉你，你要去中国，他们在等你。
She was not happy with my
他不是太高兴
She left.
他就离开了
people, I saw all people waiting after meeting She just left
因为我后面他后面还有人在等着要祷告了我就看见他呢不是很高兴的离开了
Because she come with the prayer Let me go back to Taiwan
因为他已经事先已经有一个意念就是说希望按照牧师祷告我可以回台湾那就是太好了
my prayer is very different is it go to China not Taiwan
可是呢我给他的祷告却是要去中国他就很不高兴了
but one day she sent me email
但是有一天他寄了这个电子邮件给我
after your prayer I have been praying
那你为我祷告之后呢我就没有祷告了
I only love Taiwan, not China
因为我一直在想说我要回台湾我不要去中国
But
但是
She's a very good intercessor
他是一个非常好的代祷者
I told her, you are an intercessor
我告诉他说你是一个代祷者
You may be a Taiwanese
你是可能是一个台湾人
You should love China You should love Hong Kong You should love all nations
你应该爱中国爱香港你应该爱所有全世界的国家
And then one day she sent me a message
他有一天他就把这个他的领受了
Pastor, I received thecall from China, Beijing.
他说牧师啊，我收到了一个这个呼召哦，要我去北京。
I'm asked to come and take a position of a CEO of a company 2,000 IT.
他叫我在2019 2019。
2000 IT people.
2000 IT, OK. 他在那边呢，他去做一个CEO 总裁，在那边有2000个员工的在北京的。
It's a high position.
是一个非常高的这个总裁的位置。
So you pray for me.
当你为我这样祷告的时候
，Tell me, should I go?
那是不是我应该就去这个地方呢
say, ？Yes, you have to go.
是的，我说是的，你要去了。
So even though because of the position she wanted, but in her heart, Taiwan, Taiwan, Taiwan.
虽然这个 这个位置是为他留的，可是他的心里面一直在想说，他要回台湾，他要回台湾，他要回台湾。
But I told her God has a purpose that you have to bring the fire to China.
但是呢，我告诉他说，神对你有一个呼召，你要把火带到中国去。
So when she really loves the Lord.
他真的是听到了神的话。
So her life two love, one love God, another one love Taiwan.
他有两个最爱，一个是爱神，一个是爱台湾。他说他有两个爱。
What I told you should go to China.
我就告诉他说你必须要去中国。
You go the first thing mentioned when the first shop, the president of the company asked her, Are you a Christian?
哦、没想到他到达了以后呢，第一天的那个公司的大老板就问他说：“你是一个基督徒吗？”
She said yes.
是的，我的是的。
Because, you know, when she went, so her house is like a very beautiful.
因为他去的时候
，everything, the car and the people to take her, so like she was treated like a president, like.
因为他去的时候呢，公司给他一个非常好的待遇，他的住的房呢是像一个皇宫一样，所以呢是非常非常好的这个接待他。
And but the thing he asked me, Are you Christian?
但是他问他说你是基督徒吗
？She said yes.
是的，我是。
Oh no, you cannot pray here.
哦、oh, ，不行啊，你不能够在这边祷告的。
You cannot read Bible here.
你不可以在这边阅读圣经的。
You cannot go to church anymore.
你不能够再去教堂了。
She called me.
他就打电话给我。
Your prophecy is wrong.
你的预言是错的。
I thought you are a good prophet.
Your prophecy is wrong. 我以为你是一个很好的先知，你就把我预言错了。
I said why?
我说为什么呢
？I thought you are going to send a very godly people, and he said I cannot pray, I cannot read Bible. Why did you pray for me?
我以为你告诉我这是上帝的心意，叫我去北京呢。结果你现在呢，让我去一个地方呢，我不能够读圣经，我也不能够聚会啊。你叫我去这边，这个显然是错误的。所以他在那边就一直不是很高兴的，就发了每天都发很多的信件给他了，说我要回来，我要回来，我要回来了。
I told her stay back.
我说你必须要在那边，挺在那边。
I know your pain.
我知道你的痛苦
But stay back.
但是你要留在那里
So I told her a little strategy.
我要告诉她一点点的小的策略
In China, after lunchtime, they have a break.
你知道在中国呢吃完饭之后呢有一个午休时间
you can see all the workers at lunchtime, they will switch off, they all go.
你就看到他们这个吃完饭以后呢，他们灯光就暗了，然后他们就在那边睡觉哈。
So I told her，
我就告诉他
，That time go below your computer desk and pray, just pray。
我就告诉他说呢，大家在午休的时候呢，你就躲在你自己的办公桌下面祷告。
Nobody will see，
呀，没有人会看见的。
Every time you go to office, go behind you.
每次到你的办公室的时候呢，午休时间你就在你的办公桌下面祷告，祷告，祷告。
She was so good. She prayed every day.
她就每一天就这样祷告了。
Then one day,
但有一天
，You know the chairman, the president called her.
啊，你知道那个他们公司的那个董事长。
Are you praying in your office?
他就问他说，你是不是在你的办公室你在祷告啊？
She didn't open her mouth.
哦，他不敢讲话了。
Then he said,
但那对方说
，See the camera.
你要看看那边有一个摄像头监视器。
That's a camera behind you.
有一个监视器在你后面。
I'm watching you every day. You're praying. You're praying.
我每一天看着你哦，你就在你的桌子底下祷告哦。
And he said yes.
他就说是的我是在祷告
Because I have to talk to God.
因为我喜欢跟我的上帝讲话
the president was so angry.
那个大老板就很不高兴非常生气
She was asking me again and again I want to go back to America.
所以那个代祷者就一直在问安藤牧师说我要回去我要回去我可以回去我可以回去吗
I told her,
我告诉他
Something is going to happen. I don't know what. Something is going to happen. You have to stay back.
我告诉他说有一些事情会发生的你不要回去
One day,
有一天
he came to the sister.
他到了一个家姐妹家
said, I don't want to tell anyone. I want to share with you.
我不要告诉任何人，我要告诉你。
Even my wife, my children, they don't know.
甚至我的我的太太，我的小孩都不知道。
But I want to tell you.
这是我要告诉你。
I have a cancer.
我有癌症。
Doctor told me.
医生告诉我。
I may be alive for maybe 1 week or 10 days.
我可能只剩下十天的生命。
I know.
我知道。
You are a praying person.
你是一个祷告的人。
Then she asked, "Do you believe my God can heal you?"
然后他就问他说。你相信我的神可以医治你吗？
She said, he said yes.
他说他相信。
Because I saw you pray.
但是我看见你每一天都在祷告。
And it is so powerful.
你这个祷告是非常有能力的。
If you pray for me, I can heal.
你可不可以为我祷告？
Then she asked, you know, this sister, you know, from America, very smart people.
你知道这位姐妹是从我们科普丁的回去的，这个是非常非常聪明的。
She said, okay.
她说好。
Now I tell you.
那我告诉你。
My God will heal you.
我的神会医治你
But today,
但是今天
you have to accept Jesus as your Savior.
你必须要接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主
And after healing,
但真的得医治之后
after you are healed,
但是你在得到医治之后
your whole family, all the people working in the factory should come to Jesus.
所有在你以下的所有这些员工都要都要到基督里面成为神的耶稣基督。
哇 ，what a
哇这个
what a deal
哇，这个姐妹真的很勇敢，
what a deal.
非常勇敢。
Intercessors，
她是一个很勇敢的代祷者。
Receive this anointing，
她有这个恩膏。
Receive this anointing， God wants to bless you。God wants to anoint you. You are such a powerful person. You don't know who you are. You don't know how God has prepared you so many years. It's not for the whole world. Not for the whole world. He is preparing you for one person. One person. If you touch one person, that person will touch 100 people. That person will touch 2,000 people. That is your call.God is speaking to you today.
神在对你说话。也许整个的预备呢，就是为一个人祷告。那个人得医治了，那个人信耶稣以后，整个2000个人通通都受到影响。
其实
上帝在预备。
She sent me a message. He said, "Pastor, now I understand why you asked me to come to China. My boss got a cancer."Maybe 1 week or 10 days he's going to die. But he made a deal with me. If he's healed, now he received Jesus. Whole family, the factory, everything will come to Jesus. I'm so excited.
所以他就跟他的牧师讲说，我现在知道了，原来我的老板呢，他有这个癌症，只剩下十天的性命了。我跟他这个 make 就是说有一个同意协议啊，就是说他如果得医治了，他的全家要归上主，他的2000个员工都要上主。我就知道神为什么派我来了。
I told him,
我告诉他。
Yes, I'm going to pray with you.
我就为你一起祷告。
So I had an army of 40 children. 40.
我有四十个这个
My army 40 children 40
四十个带到小孩子
I call all the 40 children
我这个四十个小孩子的这个带到者
Go for 3 days fasting or 7 days fasting Come on start fasting
你可以有3天的禁食祷告7天禁食祷告的 Come on come on 每一个人都要来祷告
This is the big fish We need a big fish
这是个大鱼我们要这个大鱼能够真正的认识神得医治
The big fish is in China Come on pray pray
我祷告祷告祷告哇哈利路亚
God needs one big fish
他们上帝只需要这条大鱼就可以带很多条鱼进来了
So that big fish will not come easily But when it has a cancer That big fish will come Tell me what to do I'm ready to do anything Please heal me
这条大鱼很不容易啊。可是当这个大鱼只剩下十天性命的时候他就在神面前会谦卑下了他要寻找到有能力的还要寻找到你的神可以拯救他的神所以他来了
Three days
十天
We are all fasting and praying.
我们都在为他禁食祷告
Not 7 days,
不是七天哦
，just 3 days，
只有三天的禁食。
And I told her，
我就告诉
your boss，
告诉你的老板
，ask him to go to the hospital check up，
告诉他去医院检查。
The boss went to the hospital，
所以那个老板就到医院去了。
They took the X-ray，
他们把那个 X-ray 的
scanning
全部都在那边检测。
You won't believe，
你不能够相信。
Not even a iota of cancer。
你没有一点点的那个 cancer 的迹象
，completely
全部都没了
，completely
完全
completely
完全得医治，
哇 ，Amen，Amen，Amen，
哇，
哇 ，Then he came back from the hospital，
他就从医院回来。
He called the whole family.
他就把他的全家的人就带来。
You know his family how many people?
你知道他的全家有多少人吗
？70 people.
七十个。
His brother, you know,
他的家族，他的哥哥。
70 people.
七十个人。
Then he told them the story.
他就告诉他们说这个故事。
We never believe God.
我们从来不相信神。
But this woman.
但是这个女人。
This is a Jesus woman.
这是一个属耶稣的女人。
When she came, I thought she's a very successful person from America.
我请她来的时候，我以为她是一个从美国一个非常成功的女士。
But
但是
nobody knows, including my wife, I have a cancer.
但是没有人，甚至我的太太都不知道我有炎症，癌症。
So I told this woman.
我告诉这个女人。
She prayed for me.
她为我祷告。
He showed the both there.The X-ray，
他就把他们这个病发病前跟这个疫情之后的
before and now， before
前后的那个 X-ray 的照片呢，给大家看。
I'm almost died, but now completely healed. I am alive. It's because of Jesus.
我几乎要死了，你看我这个是证明，但是因为耶稣，我现在活了。
And he said, "Now I receive Jesus. I'm going to get baptized."Are you all ready to come with me?
我现在要受洗，要归入耶稣基督的名下了。你们大家有没有愿意跟我一起受洗归入耶稣的名下
？You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事
？All the people, 2,000 people in the factory,
这是2000个员工
，they all got baptized.
他们全部都愿意受洗接近。
Amen. God's plan. God's plan.You have a God's purpose in your life. So even though you don't like to go all the way to China, but this is a God's plan. This is the heart of God. You have to go.
这是神的心意，这是神的拣选，这是在他这个姐妹身上的心意。如果神有对你有一个心意，你要去。虽然也许环境不好。
Please the heart of God.
你要讨神的喜欢。
Don't please people.
不要去讨别人的喜欢
Please God
不要讨神的喜欢
God will honor you
神他会 honor you 荣耀你他会帮助你的
I'm going to pray for you
我要为你祷告
Father
阿爸父
I know some of the people are struggling
我知道有一些的人他现在心里面可能有一些的挣扎
They are doubting their call
我们也可能在怀疑你对我们的呼召
Really God called me?
真正的神有呼召我吗
？To get married to this man，
就让我跟这个人结婚吗
？Start this business，
要开始这个生意吗
？Or move to California？
我真的是搬来加州是正确的决定吗
？I'm so confused，
我好像很混淆。
But today，
但是今天
，My God is speaking to you，
我的神在告诉你
，You are in the right place，
你在正确的地方
，You are with the right people。
你是一个对的人
You are in the right church
你在一个对的教会
You are in the right position
你正在神给你的一个对的这个职位
Don't change
不要改变
Don't give up
不要放弃
Go for 40 days
40天
Within 40 days
40天的祷
告 Something is going to happen
有一些事情会发生
What God wanted is going to happen
神要的会发生在这个地方。
But also, what you need is also going to happen.
你需要的也会同样发生。
Within 40 days,
40天之内
there will be a big change happening in your family.
在你的家庭里面会有很大的改变。
You cannot handle your family so many days, so many months, so many years. Now within 40 days, God is going to big change and breakthrough in your family.
神在对你的家庭四十天之内要翻转你的家庭。
The person whom you are trying to talk always finding fault with you, accusing you, complaining you. But right now, in the 40 days, the person will come and shoulder you with all walk with you.
可能你过去有些人对你很反对啊，可能常常的来批评你、挑剔你等等之类，但是在四十天之后呢，他会回来跟你讲说：“我赞同你，我拥护你，我支持你。”
Don't quit the job.
不要随便的。
It may not be big money. It may not be big money. It may not be big position. But don't quit the job.
不要随便的调动你现在的职位。
God is going to do something great through you.
神要在你生命当中做一个极大的事情。
In the beginning, they will not praise you, they will not walk with you, they will even try to bring a bad name upon you. But keep on, stay back.
可能别人有人污蔑你，可能让你这个名声不好。可是你要继续的坚持下去。
Because God has a purpose in your life, you are the one to bring a big change in that place. You have to stay back.
神在你生命当中有一个极美的呼召，他就是要在你持续的在你的职位上面，因为神要使用你，要来改变很多的事情。
Somebody sitting here, you say, I have a plan, but it looks like a big one for me. I cannot handle this, but I feel I should do it. Somebody is saying like that. I want to do it, but I cannot do it. But today God is speaking. Wait in these 40 days.Your situation will change. What you have started, wrote down, is going to happen. But wait for these 40 days.
在这个事情当中呢，你可能有一个很伟大的计划，可是那个计划呢，你一直不是很确定，你也是很犹豫。但是呢，可能要想要改变，可能呢，可能要走下一步。但是呢，牧师他说，四十天之内会有改变的。
My God will upgrade you.
神要提升你，更新你。
You are faithful for so long, so many years.
你已经在这个地方，已经在你的职位上面，已经忠心了这么久。
This is a time of upgrading.
这是我们升级版的时候。
This is a time of promotion.
这是一个被提升的时刻。
This is a time somebody is coming and pulling away.
这是神的时刻呢，他要来让你提升的时刻。
But my God is standing in front of that person. He is blocking you right now. He is changing every plot. It's plot. God is thwarting the plot and bringing the favor upon you, and you will take over the position one more time.
Yeah, 神可能会使用其他的人呢，他们有他们的计划呢，他要来这个阻挡你事工或者是你的生意上面的发展呢，但是呢神会处理这样子的事情呢，要成为转变成为对你有利的。
There is somebody you want to buy a house. You said when I was big money and very good, very strong, I wanted to buy it. I could have bought it, but now I have no money and also it's a COVID time. How can I buy? But God says.This season, when you have no money, you have no strength, you will buy exactly what you plan, what you drew, you are going to have it, I'm going to give to you.
所以说，如果你说你想买房子，你说我没有钱，可是呢，你就可以买到你本来想要买的房子，因为这是神要给你的。
Somebody receive this message.
Yeah.
有人会领受这个，我知道是谁啊，所以有人会领受这个神的这个预言。
It's a very clear message for you.
这是一个非常非常明确的信息要给你的。
You regret I had a big money, I was too strong, I should have bought it. Now I don't know why I made that, but now I lost money, I lost business, now I have no finance. So maybe can I go to one bedroom?
这个是很特别的，给我们当中的人哈。你可能说，我以前赚了很多钱，我应该更早买房子。可是现在呢，我好像失去了一些钱，可是我还能够买吗？现在的信息就是告诉你，你会买到你本来想要买的。
OK。 Can I buy for $200,000?
Okay, 买一个20万的房子吗？
But that day I want to buy for $1.5 million. But now 200. Well, that day I plan to buy for $1.5 million.
我以前本来要买一点150万的房子。
But now I'm struggling to get to $200,000.
那我现在在看20万的房子。
Is God speaking to you today?
是神在跟你讲话吗？
I tell you.
我告诉你,
make a promise to God.
跟神有一个约定。
When my God releases this big blessing with a 3-bedroom and a big hall, I will use it for God, for a house of prayer, and pastors and all people will come. I'll keep on feeding the people there. I'm going to do it. My God is going to give this property.
我是要为了要帮助那些贫困的人，我要让我的家里面开始成为一个聚会的地方，我的神会供应你的。
My God will give you
$1.5 million.
My God will give you $1 million. You are talking about $100,000.
我的神要给你百万的房子，可是你在这边在想说只有几十万的房子。
But please the heart of God and then buy the property.
你要 讨神的喜悦, 然后去买这个,
so, Lord, I receive this for your kingdom, for your purpose, and it's for you.
主啊, 我领受到这个信息, 这是为你的, 为你的国度, 为你的美好的心意, 我领受。
Father, today I pray for your people.
哦,天父啊,
they are going through a big financial problem.
我们可能当中有些人有一些的财务困难。
And I just pray for the breakthrough.
主啊，求你让我们有突破。
Within these 40 days,
在40天之内,
they will know how to please your heart.
我们要学习怎么样来讨你的喜悦。
They will always receive the word, and especially when they read the Bible, they will receive the word and confirmation, and they will go forward.
他们从读圣经里面祷告当中得到了确认以后, 他们就会往前行。
And today I pray within 40 days, they will come close, so close to you. They will know your heart, and they will know clearly your plan, and they will start the new life.
我祷告我们这些的人呢, 在40天的祷告当中呢, 他们接近你的心肠, 能够让你的心意让他们明白, 他们愿意承接你所给予他们的使命。
In these 40 days, it's not just anymore Martha, it's a time becoming Maria.
在这40天的时候不是在做马大的事工, 而是在做玛利亚。
I see some of the people in the church. They will not be like Martha doing this many activities, many, many prayers.
看到我们教会很多人在做马大的工作。
I see in the church many people coming here with the anointing of Maria.
但是呢, 我看这个教会有很多是有玛利亚的恩膏的。
Sitting at your feet and knowing your heart and start really loving you completely.
好像玛利亚在坐在耶稣的脚前面前的，然后学习，然后去爱耶稣，贴近耶稣的心。
Thank you for blessing this church.
谢谢你的祝福这个教会。
I see so many Maria coming in.
我看见很多的玛利亚到这个教会。
And also Martha joining.
然后我们要看到玛大进来。
Pray for the ministry to the nations.
求主让这个我们教会成为一个很多这个列国的事工要产生。
Orphans, widows, orphans, widows.
我们有很多的这个孤儿院会产生。
I see the Father's heart here.
我看见有父亲的父神的心在这里。
Many people will give the heart for the orphans, single, broken families, single parents. I see this church.
我看见这个教会里面呢，会有很多那个孤儿院的事工，会安慰那些孤独者没有结婚或者是家庭破裂的。
So today I pray for the finance.
主啊，我们在为这个教会的财务来祷告。
Some people in the church, they will have a marketplace ministry.
是在我们教会当中有一些人是在职场里面服侍的。
They will be blessed financially.
他们会在职场上面有非常大的祝福。
And the business will come back one more time.
也许会有一些新的生意会来到你的生意。
And they'll be part of God's kingdom.
他们是要为神国度来做的。
I pray for all business people.
我为所有这些职场上面的弟兄姐妹。
And also I pray for the people who lost the job.
我也为那些失去职业的 失去工作的人祷告。
Within 40 days, you will get a good job.
在四十天之内，你会有一个好的 job.
But in 40 days, serve the Lord just like Maria, you will see like Martha, you will get a good job.
啊，在四十天当中呢，我们大家要做学习做玛利亚，有些时候做一点马大，但是一定会有一个好的结果。
I release Joseph anointing in this place.
我要释放这个约瑟的恩膏在这里。
Samuel anointing and Joseph anointing.
撒母耳的恩膏跟约瑟的恩膏在这里。
Samuel at the feet of God, serving God.
在 Samuel.
Samuel at serving God.
Okay, 这好像撒母耳先知来侍奉上帝的恩膏。
Joseph is serving the marketplace ministry.
这个约瑟呢是在这个职场的恩膏。
I pray for your people in the church. They will have this.
我祷告我们教会的弟兄姐妹有这样的恩膏。
And
充满在我们当中。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you for releasing this church as a house of prayer.
让这个教会成为一个祷告的教会。
And pray for the nations.
也是为列国祷告。
I pray this anointing coming in back again to this place.
求主将各式各样的恩膏倾倒在这个教会。
And once a week they will come together to pray for the orphans and pray for the nations.
主啊，他们这个教会开始每一个礼拜都要开始为这个孤儿祷告，要为这个列国来祷告。
And also I pray the people coming from here will just go back to Jerusalem, Israel, heart for Israel.
我也祷告我们教会的人都有这个为以色列祷告，还有 要去以色列，要为他们守望。
And I pray this church will be part of a Chinese global family.
我在这边好像要建立一个全中国的这个家庭事工。
All nations, Chinese family coming together, preparing for the coming revival.
要在这个地方成为一个未来有这个revival 复兴的事工，要在这个地方是为全列国的，还有为全中国的 family.
The revival is coming very soon.
这个复兴的浪潮很快就会来临。
Chinese will be the front line.
这个中国人会成为一个先驱者。
And so God is preparing a family all over the nation, Chinese family.
我们的每一个家庭呢是要到列国去的，所以要推动这样子列国的这种的事工。
You will be part of that family.
你会成为那个家庭事工当中的一员。
Father, I pray for the young generation to come inside.
主啊，天父啊，我求主让这个年轻的一代要兴起。
Children ministry, young ministry, again, one more time take over.
将来这个儿童的事工、青年的事工呢，他会整个的带动我们的下一代。
I pray for the youth pastor.
我求主给这个教会有一个青年牧师。
Will be able to connect both the Chinese and American both the language.
他能够很好的衔接讲英文的跟讲中文的。
I pray for this church.
我为这个教会祷告。
With the new wine flowing.
这个有一个同样的心智，同样的圣灵的流动。
And Father's heart coming inside.
这个天父的心，天父的心在我们当中流。
Thank you, Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. 感谢主。Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.